Welcome to episode 1017 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Apostle John, known as the disciple whom Jesus loved, lived a life that exemplified the very message of love that he preached throughout his writings. His commitment to self-sacrificing love and deep devotion to Jesus shaped his actions and ministry in powerful ways.
Today's top 10 list.
10 stories and traditions that highlight how John practiced the selfless love about which he so often spoke.
Number 1.
John's transformation from Son of Thunder to Apostle of Love. In the Gospels, John is initially described as one of the Sons of Thunder, a nickname given to him and his brother James because of their fiery and zealous personalities. One particular story shows this when John and James asked Jesus for permission to call down fire from heaven on a Samaritan village that refused to welcome them. This impulsive and vengeful spirit was far from the message of love that John would later become known for. However, after walking closely with Jesus and witnessing his sacrificial love, John underwent a profound transformation. He went from being one who sought to bring judgment to someone who deeply understood and lived out the call to love, especially as seen in his epistles where he repeatedly urges believers to love one another. This change in John's heart and character is evidence of how Jesus' love transformed him into an apostle who championed self-sacrificing love.
Number 2.
John at the foot of the cross. Perhaps one of the clearest demonstrations of John's love and devotion is found in his presence at the crucifixion of Jesus. While most of the other disciples fled in fear, John remained at the foot of the cross alongside Mary, the mother of Jesus. This act of love and loyalty showed his willingness to stand by Jesus during his darkest hour, even when it posed a personal risk. Moreover, Jesus entrusted John with the care of his mother, saying, "Here is your mother." John's acceptance of this responsibility reflected his deep love for Jesus and his readiness to serve others, even in the most intimate and self-sacrificial ways. Tradition holds that John took care of Mary for the rest of her life, further demonstrating his selfless love and commitment to the people close to Jesus.
Number 3.
John's exile to Patmos. Later in his life, John was exiled to the island of Patmos by Roman authorities for his testimony about Jesus. This exile was not a punishment for wrongdoing, but a consequence of his faithfulness to the gospel. John could have avoided suffering if he had been willing to compromise, but he chose to remain steadfast in his commitment to Jesus, even when it meant isolation and hardship. On Patmos, John received the visions that would become the book of Revelation. But even more importantly, his exile showed his willingness to endure suffering for the sake of the gospel. This reflects the kind of self-sacrificial love that he preached, love that endures trials, rejection, and persecution for the sake of others.
Number 4.
John's pastoral love for the early church. According to early church tradition, John spent his final years in Ephesus, where he continued to pastor and care for the Christian community. There is a well-known story from the writings of the early church historian Jerome, which tells of John in his old age being carried into the church on a stretcher because he was too weak to walk. When asked to speak, he would repeat only one phrase, "Little children, love one another." When the people grew tired of hearing him say the same thing, they asked why he continued to repeat the message. John reportedly responded, "Because it is the Lord's command, and if this alone is done, it is enough." This story beautifully demonstrates how deeply John believed in the centrality of love in the Christian life. Even at the end of his life, his focus was on encouraging the early church to live out Jesus' command to love one another.
Number 5.
The story of John and the young robber. One of the most powerful stories of John's love and commitment to the gospel comes from a tradition preserved by Clement of Alexandria. After returning from exile on Patmos, John was reportedly overseeing the church in Ephesus and had mentored a young man who eventually fell into bad company and became a notorious criminal. Upon hearing about this young man's fall, John was devastated. Despite being advanced in years, he set out on a dangerous journey to find the young man. When he finally encountered him, the young man initially fled in shame, but John chased after him, calling out that he was willing to give his life in exchange for the young man's repentance. John's love and persistence eventually led the young man to repent, and he was restored to the church. This story illustrates John's deep self-sacrificial love, not only for his fellow believers, but also for those who had wandered far from the faith. John's willingness to risk his life to bring someone back to Christ is a powerful example of the kind of love he preached.
Number 6.
John and the Partridge, an interesting and lighter story from tradition, tells of an encounter between John and a hunter who found the apostle playing with a tame partridge. The hunter expressed surprise that such a holy man would spend time with such frivolous activities. John, noticing the hunter's weapon, pointed out that the bowstring must be loosened from time to time, or it would snap from constant tension. He explained that in the same way, the human mind must also have moments of rest to remain effective in its spiritual endeavors.
Number 7.
John's leadership in the early church. As one of the key leaders of the early Christian movement, John served with humility and a deep sense of responsibility for the spiritual growth and welfare of the believers. Despite being one of the original apostles and having walked closely with Jesus, John didn't assert himself in a domineering way. Instead, he modeled servant leadership, caring for the church, and always pointing people back to Jesus. John's letters in Revelation to the seven churches of Asia Minor show his deep pastoral concern for the spiritual health of the early Christian communities. In these letters, John delivered Jesus' messages of both commendation and correction. His willingness to speak truth, both encouraging and rebuking, was motivated by love. John didn't shy away from addressing sin or spiritual complacency, because he knew that genuine love requires calling people back to holiness and faithfulness to God. His care for these churches reflects his self-sacrificing commitment to their growth and maturity in Christ, even when the message was difficult to deliver.
Number 8.
John and Acts of Healing. According to tradition, the Apostle John performed many acts of healing in the name of Jesus. One notable account involves him healing people in the city of Ephesus. This echoes the apostolic ministry recorded in the book of Acts, where the early apostles, including John, performed miraculous signs through the power of the Holy Spirit. John's willingness to pray for and serve others in this miraculous capacity demonstrated his selfless love, using the gifts God gave him for the benefit of others, rather than for his own recognition or comfort.
Number 9.
John and the Parable of the Lost Sheep. In his Gospel and Epistles, John frequently refers to themes of abiding in Christ, the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. John's own actions mirrored this shepherding love. As a church leader and an apostle, he was known to pursue those who had strayed from the faith. Beyond the story of the young robber mentioned earlier, many traditions tell of John actively seeking out those who had fallen into sin, always striving to restore them to the flock. This persistence in seeking out the lost demonstrates John's commitment to Christ's example of the Good Shepherd, always pursuing, never giving up on those who had gone astray.
Number 10.
John's refusal to compromise his faith under persecution. John's unwavering commitment to Christ, even under persecution, speaks volumes about his love for God and his people. Tradition holds that before being exiled to Patmos, John was brought before the Roman Emperor Domitian. According to the historian Tertullian, John was thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil as a punishment for his faith, but miraculously, he was unharmed. While this account is not found in the Bible, it reflects the widespread belief that John faced extreme persecution yet refused to deny Christ. His willingness to suffer for the sake of the gospel is a powerful testimony to his love for Christ and his self-sacrificing devotion, knowing that his suffering might inspire others to remain steadfast in their faith. The Apostle John's life exemplifies the truth that love is not merely a feeling, but a way of life, one that demands self-sacrifice, courage, and steadfast commitment to others. From standing at the foot of the cross to chasing after a wayward soul, John's actions reflected the love of Christ in every season of his life. As we reflect on these stories, may we be encouraged to live out that same love in our own lives, knowing that we, too, are called to embody the self-giving love of God. Father, thank you for the example of the Apostle John, whose life was a testimony to your self-sacrificial love. Help us to reflect that same love in our own lives, especially when it requires patience, forgiveness, and courage. Empower us by your Spirit to live as John did, always pointing others to the love of Christ through our words and actions. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.